With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Movies are complicated things, so it's not all that difficult for a director to sneak a little Easter egg into the background and have everyone miss it. Sometimes it's just a small joke, and sometimes it's the big, bad, evil guy themselves. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 10 movie villains secretly introduced way earlier than you realize. 10. Mysterio lurks in the background. Spider-Man Far From Home. The first time that Quentin Beck, aka Mysterio, turns up in Spider-Man Far From Home, he's positioned as a superhero from an alternate Earth. Acting as a mentor to young Peter Parker, Beck manages to wangle himself custody of Tony Stark's swanky Edith Tech, before the reveal is eventually made that Mysterio is a disgruntled former Stark employee. While that first appearance of Mysterio is as one of the good guys, attentive viewers might have managed to spot that this rogue actually makes his presence known earlier than we all thought. As Tom Holland's Peter does his best to try and enjoy his school vacation to Venice, Beck can be seen passing by, casually keeping tabs on Parker while acting as nothing more than just a background face in the crowd. This gives a glimpse into Beck's more sinister agenda, and long before he's fully introduced in the film. 9. Kaiser Soze was revealed instantly. The Usual Suspects. Told in flashback fashion, The Usual Suspects centers on a group of five criminals working for the mysterious Kaiser Soze. As revealed early on, only one of these criminals, Kevin Spacey's feeble verbal kint, survived a bloody massacre that left his colleagues and a whole bunch of others dead at the behest of Kaiser. Brimming with plentiful twists, turns, and clever misdirection, the big question looming large over The Usual Suspects is just who exactly is Kaiser Soze. Of course, spoiler alert by the way, the final few minutes reveal that Verbal has actually been fooling everyone all along, and he is the mastermind behind all of what we've seen play out. But that huge shocker was actually there for all to see from the moment Kint is first introduced, if you speak Turkish. The name Kaiser Soze is actually inspired by the Turkish word Soze Borgmak, forgive my Turkish, which, when translated into English, reads drown in words, as in talks too much or to be too verbal. So rather than waiting for the end of the movie to find out who the villain of The Usual Suspects is, those fluent in Turkish realized who the big bad was as soon as Verbal Kint is introduced during the film's opening minutes. 8. Valak's name has been seen throughout. The Conjuring 2. Okay, so of course the varying forms of The Conjuring 2's main villain had been seen plenty throughout the movie, but the key to Valak is its name. In order to banish the demonic entity, Lorianne and Ed Warren must learn the name of Valak. But what The Conjuring 2 did quite brilliantly is it secretly introduced the Valak name way before the Warrens or the audience realized. And not just once, but the demon's name was right in front of our eyes at several points in the 2016 film. First up, the letters V-A-L-A-K can be seen on a bookshelf next to Lorraine, after she's just snapped out of a horrific vision of Ed's demise. As mentioned, the varying visages of Valak are seen regularly across The Conjuring 2, but the key reveal that the Warrens are waiting to unlock, the demon's name, had been there all along. 7. Satan is spotted watching Rogan and Baruchel. This is the end. 2013's This Is The End is a bonkers chucklefest that had a host of famed actors playing versions of themselves as the literal apocalypse starts up during a party at James Franco's house. Initially anchored by Seth Rogen and Jay Baruchel playing, well, themselves, the film goes from standard stoner comedy to standard stoner comedy complete with demons and the end of the world. As some of the cast find themselves turned to zombies or ascending to heaven, it's Rogen and Baruchel who are confronted with Satan himself during the closing moments of This Is the End. The thing is, this form of Satan is spotted just 4 minutes into the movie. With Jay staying at Rogan's abode, the pair settle down to smoke some weed and play some video games. And there, hiding in plain sight, is a toy figure of Satan propped atop a shelf that sits above Rogan's TV. Is this merely an inanimate toy, or is this really the Lord of Darkness keeping a watchful eye on Mrs. Rogan and Baruchel? Who knows? 6. Cybernetic-legged Darth Maul appeared years before Solo, A Star Wars Story. For those whose Star Wars experiences only involve the silver screen, it was a major jaw-dropper to see Darth Maul turn up during the closing moments of Solo, A Star Wars Story. Revealing himself as the mastermind behind so much of what had been, Maul appeared via hologram at the film's very end. To be honest, even those of us who knew what had happened to Maul after Episode 1 were still caught off guard by him turning up in Solo. Still, those people won't have been taken aback by the sight of a Darth Maul who had cybernetic legs. This version of Maul was first seen in the 4th season of Star Wars The Clone Wars, and it was explained that the Sith had landed on the junk planet of Lotho Minor after his battle with Kenobi. So, while seeing Darth Maul alive and well in Solo, A Star Wars Story in 2018 was a massive shock for so many, this villain's survival had actually been explored 7 years prior on the small screen. 5. The Man in Black. Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers. Halloween 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers, is clearly one of the worst movies in the Halloween franchise, yet this 1989 picture does at least have quite the literal explosive finale. After The Shape had spent most of the movie stalking his niece Jamie and good old Sam Loomis, the film's final act ends up with Michael locked up by the Haddonfield Police Department. There, a mysterious man in black arrives and shoots up the HPD, killing numerous officers and breaking Myers out of jail. By the time Revenge comes to a close, the identity of the man in black is never revealed, and it's only towards the second half of the follow-up, Halloween: The Curse of Michael Myers, that we find out this villainous figure is Dr. Terrence Wynn. But we've actually seen Terrence Wynn a long time before. He was actually first shown in John Carpenter's original 1978 Halloween, having an uber-brief scene alongside Loomis, a scene that involved only a couple of lines of dialogue about Michael stealing a car. 4. The Early Crawler Presence, The Descent. Viewed very much as a classic of its time, Neil Marshall's The Descent wowed the horror community when it was released back in 2015. Once the picture gets going, the crux of The Descent is that there's a group of friends trapped in a dark, dank cave while vicious creatures stalk them at every turn. But the movie doesn't amp up the crawler's element of dread until a fair way through the movie. Instead, the early goings establish the group dynamic and some of the fractured relationships of the six women who decided it was a brilliant idea to go spelunking. Tensions boil over, the atmosphere is strained, and you start to wonder whether these six will ever make it out of the cave in one piece, and that's before the crawlers even show up. However, one of these little humanoid beasties was slyly introduced under the audience's nose, way before the creatures truly came to the fore. As we see our core group of protagonists first enter the cave setting and get adjusted to their new surroundings, a flick of a flashlight showcases a brief look at a crawler watching on from behind a rock, giving the most eagle-eyed viewer a glimpse of what to expect from this underground foray. 3. Eddie Brock gets a reference, Spider-Man. Despite talks of having the character show up, Eddie Brock doesn't actually make an appearance in Sam Raimi's first Spider-Man. However, Brock does get mentioned during that first outing for Tobey Maguire's Wallcrawler. About an hour or so into the film, J.K. Simmons' J. Jonah Jameson berates his staff for the lack of Spider-Man photos coming across his desk. It's there that Jameson's second-in-command, Robbie Robertson, says how Eddie's been on it for weeks, but he can barely get a glimpse of him. That Eddie would, of course, be Eddie Brock, who is better known as longtime Spider-Man foe and occasional partner, Venom. Eddie and his alter ego would appear 2 movies down the line, in the Love It or Hate It Cheese Fest Spider-Man 3. 2. The Bye-Bye Man Says Hello, Hello. The Bye-Bye Man. In 2017's The Bye-Bye Man, Doug Jones's titular villain doesn't make an appearance until the second half of the movie. Well, that's if you believe the main narrative anyway. You see, the nefarious Bye-Bye Man can be seen extremely briefly during the opening moments of the film. It happens in an early scene, where young Alice is taking a stroll through her uncle's new house, and it actually gives audiences a look at the Bye Bye Man way before you likely imagined. The camera never calls particular attention to it, but as Alice passes a bedroom mirror, the sinister figure of Jones's character can be glimpsed, hiding in plain sight. 1. Captain America: Civil War's biggest revelation. Now, this wasn't the real reveal of a villain per se, but more the reveal of a huge revelation that would, in Tony Stark's eyes, position Bucky Barnes as the villain of his story. During Civil War, we see Helmut Zemo push and prod for Mission Report December 16, 1991, from the traumatized Bucky Barnes. Eventually, we would come to learn that this date was the day that the Winter Soldier killed Tony Stark's mother and father in cold blood. In reality, we were all actually given a heads up on this back in Captain America: The Winter Soldier. There we had a glimpse at the front page of a newspaper that read, "Howard and Maria Stark die in a car accident." The date of this newspaper was December 17th, 1991, reporting on the tragedy the day after it happened. By getting access to the real details of these deaths, and to an old Hydra base, Zemo had all the ammunition and footage he needed to split the Avengers, and Anthony and Joe Russo had given us an early clue of this way back in Captain America: The Winter Soldier.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.